And then there were three. I'm James Erpine, and welcome into the Locked On Reds podcast on a Friday. It is great to be with you on Twitter, at James Erpine, at Locked On Reds. First podcast of the week because, well, I got to be honest, I thought we were going to get some news. I thought we were going to get news this week on Twitter. Like I said, follow there. Also, subscribe, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher. I was trying to give you guys a break from my voice. And hell, we still don't know who the Reds manager is, but we do have news. I'm going to discuss their next manager. And that's kind of how it's going to be here. We're waiting and seeing and waiting. Who's it going to be? Mark Sheldon, MLB.com. This article on Reds.com. Three managerial candidates have cleared the first hurdle and have reached the second round of interviews. This was a couple of days ago, and I have even more news than that, but Joe Girardi, Brad Ausmus, and David Bell have all moved through for stronger consideration. It's good news. It's good news, and it's good news for a variety of reasons. One, the fact that the Reds are getting close to, I don't want to say close to landing a guy like Joe Girardi, but Joe Girardi's resume is pretty good, right? You know, New York, World Series, dealt with scrutiny, dealt with criticism, dealt with pressure, responded well to it from a distance. Managed the Yankees from 08 to 2017. Managed the Marlins in 2006. He interviewed with the Rangers as well. David Bell, I like him. Obviously has ties to the Reds. Used to work for him. Currently is the Giants Vice President of Player Development and was a manager in the Reds minor league system from 2009 to 2012. He interviewed with the Rangers, and is a finalist for the Blue Jays job. Brad Ausmus managed the Tigers from 2014 to 2017 and is now a special assistant with the Angels and is interviewed with them to replace Mike Socha as manager. So you got three guys, all have had multiple interviews for positions. That's good. They've made finalists. They've made it to, I think, what it's probably the final round of interviews. I got to be honest. Or the, you know, because you need three. Are you really going to narrow it down from three to two? Probably not. I expect the decision within the next, I'd say, 4 or 5 days. If it doesn't come out before Tuesday, which is when the World Series starts, I'm not sure we'll hear about it until after the World Series. Dick Williams did say he hopes to have a manager in place by the end of the month, so you still got 12 days there. Here's what's interesting to me. For a variety of reasons, it feels like Joe Girardi might be the favorite. Joe Girardi was seen with Bob Castellini, according to Keenan Singleton of WCPO, Channel 9, here in Cincinnati, at a Reds Youth Academy event that they had. And Keenan was there covering it. He said he saw the two talking. If you could get Joe Girardi and the entire organization is on board, that's a really nice get. For a variety of reasons. Obviously, we know what Girardi is. We've seen him. He's been around. You've seen him in October plenty with the New York Yankees. He's obviously got a World Series championship. But if I'm Girardi, I don't think I would go after the Reds. I've talked about that some on the podcast. But if you can, if he's that impressive and as advertised, and so far getting down to the final three, it seems like it, and you're willing to spend the money, it seems like Bob Castellini is, Joe Girardi would be a nice get. Now for the other two. I like David Bell a lot. I really do. I think there's a chance that he might be the best candidate for the job. But here's what I like about all three guys. Girardi, Bell, Ausmus, I've all managed before. And I know in this day and age, it's, oh, well, you don't need experience and you got plenty of, I mean, look at the Red Sox who are now going to the World Series. All right, look at Aaron Boone for the Yankees. Like, I get it. I understand it. There are plenty of managers that are first-year managers or first-time managers. At the same time, experience is important. I think the Reds need their version of Dusty Baker. A new version, a 2018 version, a 2019 version of Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker got here in 2008. LLLL losing season. 2009, LLL losing season. But he helped create a culture. He helped the young guys grow. And he helped stabilize a franchise that hadn't been to the playoffs since 1995 and 2010. They went back in 2010, hadn't been to the playoffs since 95. That's what he helped do. This team is reeling. The past 3 years, 68 wins, 68 wins, 67 wins. That is not good enough. And I think you need someone who is going to change the culture, a culture changer, and embrace analytics and be open to the new wave of baseball. All of that stuff totally goes into it. But experience, it's a pretty good thing. How many of you have done a job for a while and you're like, man, like you look back, you're like, oh, I would have done this different. You would have done this different. You might have said this to a person differently. You would have done things differently. Experience is valuable. Anyone who has it will tell you. I like that they have three guys that have managed, three candidates that have really deep baseball roots from a World Series manager. And I really do. I think Joe Girardi, it feels like to me that he's the favorite. Now, will he get the job? Who knows? Will he accept the job? I don't know. But it's quite interesting. But it's down to three. The club dismissed Brian Price back on April 19th. And if you remember, Jim Riggleman was promoted, but they've interviewed 12 candidates since then. John Farrell was one. I thought he was the favorite. It felt like it. Doesn't feel like that now. Other candidates were Hensley Mullins, Charlie Montoyo, Tom Prince, Pat Kelly, Billy Hatcher, Frenny Benavides. It's probably, and according to Mark Sheldon, it's doubtful that any new candidates will be brought into the mix. No new candidates. I think it's one of those three. Shouldn't be Jim Riggleman. John Farrell, he just might not have been as impressive as these other three guys, to be quite honest with you. Maybe he wants to take another year off. I don't know. But Joe Girardi, Brad Ausmus, David Bell, I would have thought, and if I had to predict going into this, I would have said Girardi would have made the final cut, that, or the second cut, made it to the second round, however you want to put it. I would have thought he would have made it. I would have guessed that John Farrell would have made it, and then I would have given David Bell a really good chance too. So that, what does that say about Brad Ausmus? A lot. So quite interesting. But that's your update on the Reds manager, and just it'll be interesting to see what they do. It really will. It's a tough decision. It's a big decision for the future of this franchise. Up next, a little bit of discussion on Nick Senzel. Remember him? Can he play outfield? We'll discuss that next on the Locked On Reds podcast. I like the idea of trying Nick Senzel in the outfield for a variety of reasons. The first of which, pretty simple, versatility matters. So let's say he comes in and you need him to play shortstop for a game, and then you need him to play second base, and oh, Eugenio Suarez has got an off day. We're going to put him at third. Like you want that guy in the lineup. And center field makes the most sense right now. It's the easiest way to get his bat in the lineup. And I talked to Chad Dotson a week ago about that. If you missed that podcast, it's on LockedOnReds.com. And check it out, because to me, it's very exciting. If you can get your top prospect up here next year to start in center field, and while I don't think the Reds are all in on Jesse Winker, I think they like him a lot on one side. You got Scott Schebler on the other. That's a pretty good outfield from a hitting standpoint. Winker gets on base a lot. Nick Senzel, pretty good hitter. Schebler, pretty solid. So if Senzel can do it defensively, I'm very intrigued with that idea. And this is why the manager search is important, is being creative in this way. Being able to move Senzel around. Being able to move Jeanette around if you need to. I don't think they would, but he does have some versatility. Being able to move maybe Peraza around, who I think they should try in center too. I wouldn't be against that. So finding ways to get your best players on the field and on the baseball diamond every day. It's important. It is. And if Senzel's going to be up here, and I expect him to be up here next year, barring a trade or something like that. And that's the other thing. Adding another position, if he can do it, it just boosts his value if you're looking for an ace. If you're looking for an ace next year at the deadline, well, maybe Senzel's a trade chip then. Obviously, he's dealing with the elbow surgery that he had with some bone spurs. He'll be fine. But yeah, I'm intrigued. I'm excited. I hope we have manager news soon. I hope they get it right. I hope Bob Castellini doesn't get to make the he's going to have to sign off on it, but I hope he doesn't get to make the final call. Because I have a feeling if he did it, it'll be based on sales, based on tickets and excitement. He's a fan. I need the baseball guys making the baseball decisions. And I certainly hope that's the case. I'm James Erpine. A quick update on the Reds manager search on today's Locked On Reds podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will be back at it next week. Anytime we have Reds news, and I'm going to get Doug Gray on for a minor league wrap-up in how this season went for the Reds in their farm system. That'll come up, be up next week on the podcast as well. You can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher. Follow on Twitter at James Erpine and at Locked On Reds. Thanks for tuning in. Back at it next week on the Locked On Reds podcast.